When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Quick church announcement before we pick up where we left off last week. My book, She is Uncompromising, is available now for pre-order. I am so excited that this book is finally coming out. All of the pre-orders will be shipped out on December 2nd. December 6th is the official launch date of the book, but I put my blood, sweat, tears, many early mornings, because y'all know I don't stay up late, many early mornings writing this book and just putting everything God gave me on the pages. And I'm so excited for you to get it in your hands and for you to use it as a manual to truly have total life harmony and live out everything that God has called you to do. So you can get that now. It's available for pre-order at tatumtamia.com/book. I'm also doing a free masterclass. So for any of you guys who wear many hats, if you pre-ordered the book, I'm doing a class this week called She is Uncompromising, where I'm going to be teaching on the blueprint, which is actually chapter 8 in the book, on how you can have total life success. Now, it's okay if you're not a mom, if you're not a wife yet. This is for anybody who wears multiple hats and needs to have all areas of their life operating in harmony. I cannot believe it's November. Literally, Thanksgiving is next week. We are going right into the holiday season. I'm not prepared. But either way, no matter how much you prepare, the chaos is always going to be the chaos. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. Stamps.com is your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle, no people. You even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, literally up to 86% off. I am shipping a lot of products this year with my book that's coming out, my devotional, my prayer journals, and I could not handle it without Stamps.com. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code BLESSED for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BLESSED. That's it for the church announcements. We're actually going to pick back up with questions this week. Last week, I was only able to answer 2 because I wanted to be very thorough in my responses. And I actually had a lot to say with the 2 questions last week. But I am excited about these new questions that we have. They're all really good. And I wanted to make sure we use this episode to work through some more. So the first one says, "Hi, Tatum. I hope this email finds you well. I would like to ask the following questions. How do you deal with the stress, fear, concern of haters, naysayers, social media trolls, potential stalkers, and just negative people who will try to harm, hurt, and or endanger you, the more you grow and the bigger your name becomes. How do you deal with the reality of these type of situations? How do you keep your peace of mind? How do you tangibly protect you and your family? I ask all of this because I'm trying to figure out for myself and currently feel in fear at times, the more I think about throwing myself out into the world to do what God has called me to do. I'm going to do my assignment, but I'm just trying to figure out how to maintain spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical peace. Okay, so the first thing that I will tell you to do practically is don't even allow your mind to go there of that. I mean, you broke it down. You said stalkers, haters, naysayers, stress, fear, negative people who try to harm, hurt, endanger you and your family. Like, you really went in. I wouldn't even, like, don't even let your mind go there, because we could sit and think about what ifs for every single scenario of life, and it will do us absolutely no harm. So what I would say first is just really understand that God will protect you. You are doing the assignment of Jehovah Gabor, right? That means that he is the God of war. He is the Lord of heaven's armies. There is no greater protection than to go out here doing what God has called you to do, first and foremost. So go out there with the confidence of knowing that you come with the Lord of heaven's armies. So whatever it is that God is calling you to do, he will protect you. So walk in the confidence of understanding that first and foremost. Also, we have this manual, right? We have the Bible with so many different stories and scenarios of people who faced persecution. Nobody faced more persecution than Jesus Christ. So first of all, I would really just study the word, because there's nothing that you feel or that you're going through or that you will go through on this journey that is not already accounted for in the word. Go and look at David's journey. Go to the Psalms and read David's Psalms of how he was feeling. Go and just study the word, and you will find wisdom on how to operate in the various seasons that you're going to go through as you live this assignment out. In addition to that, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. As soon as you got saved, the Holy Spirit is now within you. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. So just continue to make sure, especially doing the work of the Lord, that you always have an ear to heaven, that you always allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide, that you're always staying connected to God, that you're reading the word, that you're praying, that you're fasting, that you are not allowing the assignment or what the noise around the assignment to be louder than God, because that's what's going to give you that wisdom in real time on how to maneuver and how to act. It may be a business associate or someone that you want to collaborate with, and Holy Spirit to say, no, that's not it. And then you can just turn it down. And that's protecting you from a danger that you didn't know was coming and that you will never even see, because you allowed the Holy Spirit to guide you in real time. So I would say, in addition to those few things, and I'm gonna give you some practical stuff in a second too. Overall, as long as you stay connected to him, he says, you abide in me and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. So when it comes to the persecution and all of that, it's expected. We are going to be persecuted. And what that looks like these days, it can look like trolls. It could look like cancel culture. It could look like haters and naysayers and all of the things that you mentioned. All of that is summed up as persecution, and it's to be expected. So it's not something that I would say that you can 100% avoid or protect yourself from, because it's a part of the territory. Long suffering, perseverance, that's a fruit of the Spirit. So this journey is not necessarily about avoiding persecution, but it's about pressing through despite the opposition so that you can continue to walk in alignment with God. Now, some more practical things that have worked for me just as I continue to grow and build a brand online. I'm really big on building a personal brand with boundaries. I am transparent, but I am not an open book. And in this culture of building these brands online, it's this pressure to have to show every aspect of your life. I personally do not subscribe to that. and very much so choose to have a level of privacy even while navigating this online space. So for me, very early on, I define what my boundaries are. My boundaries are my immediate family. So of course, I don't post like my son online. And not to say that people who don't do or who don't have boundaries that look like this, this doesn't mean that they don't have them. I'm just telling you what mine looks like. I don't post photos of my son. I don't say my son's name online. It's a way for me to protect him because he's not a brand. He doesn't need to be. I work very hard so he could just be a kid, and I plan to keep it that way. My marriage is a boundary. You guys will see my husband all the time, especially if you come to any one of our events, programs. He's very active in what I do. And I may discuss, you know, certain conversations we have as relevant, but it'll never get but so much below the surface because that's a boundary. I don't want trolls or anybody having anything to say about my family or my marriage. That's an off limits topic. Even when I'm going through something and I know that God is going to call me to speak about it, I don't try to rush the process, right? So I think a lot of times we'd be in the middle of stuff and we'd be like, oh, this is a testimony. I got to share this. But sometimes we just got to let stuff play out before we open it up to the world to have something to say about it. So I think a general rule of thumb is if you're not okay with being criticized for it, then it might be something that, or if you are not okay with people having an opinion on it, you should probably keep it to yourself in this online space. Now, that gets a little difficult sometimes when it comes to our assignments, because most of the time God is going to call us to share and talk about things that are uncomfortable. And because, again, we talked about persecution is just a part of the journey, you're going to be persecuted for some things, but you have to just make sure that you're tapped into what God is calling you to do, what this assignment is and what it looks like now. And then as it continues to unfold over time so that you can make sure that your boundaries aren't impeding on your assignment. That is a very clear line that you have to be aware of because you don't want to be disobedient for the sake of your comfortability. And then as far as like physical safety, I think everybody should have an element of physical safety online. Like, don't post pictures of your kids with their school uniform on and that somebody can see what school they go to. Or don't, if you're by yourself, don't post where you are in real time. Post after you've already gone, right? Don't tell everybody everything. Don't tell the internet every single thing. So just as far as physical safety is concerned, just keep that in mind. Don't show everybody every aspect of your house, showing your vehicle with your license plates, just certain things online. We should all be smart because there are some crazy people out here. So aside whether you're doing your assignment or not, people are crazy. So we should also always operate in a way that protects our family. And then outside of that, listen, for me, you roll up on me if you want to, because I can fight. So worst case scenario, square up. And I promise you, I'm not going to lose. Roll up or be in mine, and I got something for you. So overall, though, just don't allow this to be somewhere where your mind is just running rampant on the what ifs. Continue to stay connected to God. Trust him. Keep private what needs to be kept private, and go boldly and confidently in what he's called you to do, and understand persecution is a part of it. Even with my boundaries, I've had, and I one day I'm going to tell this story. I'm like, God, when you release me, I'm airing all of it out. But I've been blatantly lied on, and I can't get too deep in the situation, but because God hasn't released me to tell this full story. But let me tell you how I can't wait. But I've been blatantly lied on, integrity questioned, character attacked, like, and I remember being in this situation, and mind you, in the situation I'm thinking about, I was 100% doing exactly what God wanted me to do. No detours, no negotiating the details. I'm doing exactly what he told me to do, how he told me to do it. And this exact situation brought me this level of persecution. And it frustrated me so much. And I remember, like, I would continue to go back to God. And I'm like, God, what's going on? What's up? Because I'm getting highly upset. what is up? And God just told me to just trust him. Just trust him. And the situation ended up working out in my favor. But again, persecution comes with this. And I'm going to tell you how God tells me every time I go to him when I get some foolishness. And he says, trust him. I even had a business dealing where I'm totally blindsided by a company that I partnered with for years, totally blindsided and blatantly disrespected by them. And I go to God and I say, God, what's up? What's up with this? This came out of nowhere. You ain't tell me this was coming. I didn't see this coming. I am highly upset, peed off. Like, God, what's going on? And God says, trust me. And I was able to, within a month or so, switch over to work with a new company. And it worked out even more so in my favor than the partnership that I had before. So again, he says, trust him. He's going to work it out. But when you're dealing with the persecution and the stress and all of the things that do come with the territory, you just got to stand your ground. You just got to hold on, be still, know that he's God, and push through. Today's episode is sponsored by MyLifeInABook.com. This is probably the most thoughtful gift that I've ever come across for parents or grandparents for the winter holidays as families get together to celebrate. It's basically a very powerful way to connect emotionally with them, preserve their most precious memories, and show them that you really care. And best of all, it's an instantaneous gift. I love it because I'm big on just passing things down from generations. My grandmother has some china from her grandmother. It is something that is small, but it feels good to have something that's in our family that's passed down. And what better thing to have to pass down than a book of memories by the matriarchs in our families? So that's why I love MyLifeInABook.com, and I suggest that you check them out as well. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com lets you choose from a list of thought-provoking questions or even write your own, which then gets sent to your relative by email. Your relative then writes the answers and can choose to add a meaningful picture. This happens every single week, and then at the end of a year, all of their stories get combined into a meaningful keepsake book that can store your relative's memories forever and pass them down to future generations, which is printed and sent to you. You can request as many copies as you want, and you can even get it in audio format. With MyLifeInABook.com, you can give those you love a personal gift that tells them that they're meaningful to you and all future generations. To save $10 off your first purchase, use discount code BLESSED. That's BLESSED to get $10 off on MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so the next question is a little bit detailed. So she says, how do you determine if you're in a waiting stage or in a rut? To clarify, what I mean by a waiting stage is the idea that sometimes God may want us to be in a waiting season of being still. I'd like to know what are some practical ways of identifying if one is in this stage of life. I asked because about 5 or 6 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles with my boyfriend with no friends or family here. To keep this short, it was a very contentious relationship that was incredibly challenging to break free of. Since then, I've done a total 360 in terms of landing a great role with a really well-known company, and I now have a beautiful apartment free of a living, cheating boyfriend that don't help with rent. Girl, won't he do it? It's now been about 2 years in a new role in new place, but I have nothing else going on. I've been out on a few dates, but nothing has produced any viable fruit. I would like to be married and build a family. I also would like to build a successful business, yet at 35, I have no leads towards either of these things. As an older woman, girl, 35 is not older. As an older woman with a lack of real suitors, I'm growing to be increasingly terrified, if I'm honest. Although I'm financially stable, I have a burning desire for more. I can't find a true passion or a man to be passionate about. I don't doubt my talent and determination in being successful. I'm just completely lost when it comes to knowing where to start or where to apply it. Is this a waiting season for me, or am I somehow oblivious to the ways that I am lacking ambition? This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer.
IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so first of all, I don't think that you're lacking in ambition at all. I want to also commend you on just, you did a big thing. You know, you went to, I don't know where you came from, but you went to a new city with no family, no friends, a relationship that was not the right one. You moved out, you got rid of that relationship. You moved into a place to where you are able to take care of yourself. You are in a space, you are in a very beautiful space. So I just want to congratulate you on making this change. And the fact that you did this means that there is no lack of ambition here, because not only do you have ambition, but you have execution because you made it happen, right? So I don't think this is a matter of a lack of ambition at all. I think that this is a matter of focusing on the wrong things, because you added a couple of things in here like, I'm 35, so I'm getting older. And a lot of women feel this way at this age, right? I want to build a family. I want to get married. My biological clock is ticking. I don't have any potential suitors. Time is running out. All of that is a lot of internal noise. Even what you said about wanting to start a business, all of that, these are just the ambitions that you have. And because you're not seeing any indicators that you're on your way to those things, you're in a space where you're feeling frustrated. And I would, and not to psychoanalyze, but I might reach a little bit here to say that you're not used to things being calm and smooth, because you made a transition to a new city with no friends and family. So I already know that that had to be tough. You were in a relationship that was contentious. So that was just rowdy, for lack of a better word. You said that he was a live-in boyfriend, cheating, not paying any rent. So that is just not a great, healthy environment. Now you're in a settled space with, yes, you may not be seeing what will turn into the family or the business, but you're also not dealing with any toxic behaviors or any stresses from what you're saying. Everything seems to be pretty chill. And I feel like that is what's putting you into a spiral of like, what's going on? It's too quiet. So I would give yourself some grace and also just pat yourself on the back for how you've been able to really take back control of your life. Now, I can't tell you if you're in a rut or a waiting season. I would say maybe a little bit of both, because I mean, obviously you're in a season where you haven't seen the manifestation of the things that you want as far as the business and the family. And you're in a rut because, for what I'm assuming, is things are a little bit too chill and you're ready for whatever's next. But what I didn't hear in this letter was just how you have been using this time to get back connected with God, to see what it is that he has for you right now and what it is he has you to do at this moment. Because whether you're in a rut or in a waiting season, I think the title of it is not necessarily important, but what you're doing in this space is ultimately what's the most important. And I don't think that the solution is just dating or just maybe doing your Googles and trying to figure out what business venture is the best you should start. I think the best solution to navigate in this season is really just getting connected with God without any expectations of what that looks like, and just allow that relationship to continue to grow. And then in that, allow him to reveal what it is he has for you in this season. Because the fact of the matter is, and that's why I say a lot of these things are noise as far as like the biological clock and getting older and all of that. Sarah was 90 years old. Sarah in the Bible was 90 years old when she got pregnant. And God told Abraham that she would be the mother of nations. Elizabeth was way past childbearing years when she gave birth to John the Baptist, who made way for Jesus. So don't minimize God to time or a biological clock. Don't think that you're in a stagnant place, because you're not, especially considering all that you've accomplished. So what I would do in this season, again, is not try to, you know, figure out if this is a rut, is this a waiting season, and really just tap into God to say, God, what are we doing? You know what I mean? What do you have me do right now? This is how I feel. Be vulnerable and just really take this time to just build the depth of that relationship and allow him to direct whatever is supposed to happen next, or define whatever the season is for you. This next question looks like a three-parter. So she says, I was wondering how to just be obedient. How do I know if it's God speaking or my thoughts? And when surrendering, do you surrender everything all at once? To answer the first question, obedience is really black and white, to be honest with you. You do what God says by just doing what God says. I don't have a deep answer beyond that. You just have to do the thing. I have a quote that I used to love that I used often that says, trying is an attempt to fail. And I like that quote because trying is such a weird concept to me, because I am a black and white person. My husband always jokes, when we're in the car, the thermostat is either on low or it's on high. It's never on like 75, 76. It's either low or high. It's hot or it's cold. There's no in between. And that's just kind of my personality anyway, just black and white. And so with this, if I have my phone is sitting next to me, right? If I'm trying to pick up my phone, what does that mean? I'm reaching towards it. I'm getting closer. No, I just either picked it up or I didn't. And I believe that we use trying a lot of times as a pacifier to procrastinate on just doing the thing, whatever that may be. And when it comes to obedience, you either do it or you don't. You can't halfway obey. You can't attempt to obey. You either obey or you don't. The hard part about obedience is most of the time it goes against what our flesh wants to do. We live in bodies that don't want to do the will of God. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful. Nothing good comes from it. But we live in an age where everybody wants to do what feels good and wants to follow your heart when that's the exact opposite of what we should be doing. And there's some overlaps where some things of God are exciting and feel good. And of course, but that's not the reason why we do them. That's just a benefit of that particular area of obedience. And I'm being general, but overall, it's either you do what God says or you don't. There's really no in between. And like I said, the hardest part is overcoming ourselves. So if I were you, I would really get to the root of what is causing me not to be obedient. Because it's not a matter of how to be obedient, right? We've covered that you either are or you aren't. Now we need to diagnose why you aren't, right? So if it's, hey, I don't trust God to do it his way. I don't trust that if I obey him, that it's going to work out the way that I want to. And so if that's the truth, then we have to deal with that. If it's, I really enjoy this sin. I really enjoy disobeying God in this way. And if that's the truth, then we deal with that truth and figure out how to overcome our flesh so that we aren't so in love with our sin that it keeps us out of God's will. I think that Christian culture does such a disservice to believers who want to live for Christ by making us feel like there's something wrong with being honest and being vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. I remember when I got saved, when I called, like, you know, really living my life for God. When I was in my prayer closet that day talking to God, I said, you know what? God, I'm not really feeling your way. I haven't lived for you yet because I just have not been passionate about it. And I told God, I said, you know, when I'm passionate about stuff and I really want to do something, I do it. So the reason I haven't been obedient is because I haven't wanted to bad enough. So help me deal with that. Help me deal with my lack of desire to please you completely. And that honesty was the catalyst to a total transformation of my life. This episode is brought to you by Blessed Afrique Boutique. Blessed Afrique Boutique is a Christian faith-based jewelry brand with a sprinkle of African culture. Think gospel Afro beats, but fashion. Y'all know I love this. My husband is Nigerian and I love the African culture everywhere on the continent. Their jewelry ranges from rings to necklaces to earrings and much more. Their unique statement pieces, like the Africa-shaped necklace with the inscription, Made in Heaven, Assembled in Africa, opens doors for conversations about the gospel through culture and fashion. They have pieces that represent the countries of Nigeria and Ghana. And if you're not a jewelry person, they also have great quality t-shirts with similar inscriptions. As said in Mark 16:15, God has called us to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, and that is what they aim to do. Get your own signature piece from their shop by visiting blessedafriqueboutique.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off your first purchase. The link is in the show notes. So just really be honest of what's keeping you from being obedient and then surrender that to God. And you asked a question about when surrendering, do you surrender everything all at once? You surrender yourself all at once. You surrender your thoughts all at once. You surrender your life all at once. Now the details of changed behavior happens over time. Because some things we may have been doing for a very, very long time that we really need to be deprogrammed from. Some mindsets and behaviors and things that we've rationalized in our head may be deep rooted that really need work to deal with. So the change happens over time. But that surrender, God, I give myself to you, happens at once. This next question is kind of similar to the one I answered a few moments ago. She says, how do you respond to or process people who may not understand what you've been called to do? Long story short, how do you respond to haters? My short answer is, I don't. I don't need to respond to people not understanding what I've been called to do. They're not supposed to, and I don't need them to. So if they don't understand, it's nothing I need to process. I just need to continue to do whatever God has called me to do. Them not understanding is understandable because it's not their assignment. So it's nothing that I need to respond to. And very early on, though, I learned, because I used to be a lot more open with the things that I was doing. And very early in entrepreneurship, I learned, listen, you just can't tell everybody everything. There's a Jay-Z lyric that comes to mind where he says, don't listen to anybody. Everybody's scared, right? There are always going to be people who are not going to get what you're doing, who are going to talk down on what you're doing, who are going to put their limitations on you. It's, people are going to be people. I remember early on in the podcast days, I was in like a mastermind group with other entrepreneurs in this program that I was in. And one girl was telling me, I don't know why you're doing this, doing a podcast. You don't get paid from that. So you just talking to people for free and telling them all of this stuff every single week. Yada, yada, yada. Just really going in about how having a podcast is a terrible idea. And look how much I would have missed out on had I listened. And not even just financially. Financially is the least important part of this. But the impact, the reach I've been able to have, the souls that have been saved, the places that the words that God calls me to speak on his platform has gone in, countries with languages I don't even speak. I couldn't even fathom what my life would look like had I listened. And even in looking back at that situation, when we had that conversation, I didn't even respond. I said, okay, let's move on. Because we were in like a group where, you know, everybody was giving each other advice. And I said, okay. And I asked, could we move on? And it's just a level of just nonchalance that you have to have towards people and the things that they say, because you can't internalize it, because it might, you know, put you in your feelings and things like that. You might think about it later. It might add to the self-doubt that you may already be experiencing about whatever it is that you're doing. You just got to brush it off and be like, okay, again, it's not for you to process. It's not for you to respond to. Just smile and say, okay, and keep it pushing. And I would say too, also be kind about it. That's why I say smile and say okay, because some people, it's not haters. Some people, they genuinely just don't get it. I have family who do not understand what I do. They cannot process the fact that something like a podcast or, you know, what I'm doing in my business is a thing. That's not normal to them. That's unfathomable to them. And it's not that they don't believe in me or they're a hater or anything. They just don't get it. And that's all right. That's all right. So just say, okay, smile, and then keep it pushing. I still have a good amount of questions left. So we'll see if we'll do another mailbag to answer them. But I'll go ahead and end this here because we're coming up on time. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.